All right, we're in Reish Lamed Hey. So yesterday we saw that you're supposed to daven Sei Shema. You're supposed to stay Shema after Teisa Kochavim. And if you daven in a place where they daven Mar beforehand, so then you should repeat Kriya Shema afterwards. And Machaber says, Imatzir Matim and Likras Kriya Shema Bodyom. If they daven early, Yikra Imaim Kriya Shema Berchosea, Yispalul Imahem. You should daven Marv with them. Brachos Kriyashma and Kriyashma. Ukshiyagayasman, when the time for Shema comes, Kori Kriyashma below Brachos. Then you repeat Shema without its Brachos. You should not repeat Mariv later on, Shmona Esrei, Afabisha Tzibur Makdim and Harbelifne Alayla, even though you davened earlier before nightfall. Elim Kain Hu Raga Bashar Prishas Chasidus, unless you're the kind of person that is generally machmir on a lot of things, the Azlo Mischazeki Yura Mashiach Yispal, then it won't look like Yura. But otherwise, it looks like Yura to daven Marv again later on because there's no need to because you were already Yotze, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven Marv after Plag, because that's what's going on over here. These people are relying on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Mipnei Adchak, the Mishnah Berurah says that we're able to daven Marv before Tzeisal Kochavim, relying on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's not before Plag. If you're davening Marv before Plag, so for sure that's not okay. But if you're davening Marv after Plag and relying on Rabbi Yehuda, so then that's okay. But in terms of Shema, you would have to repeat it later on. And the Mechaber says that you should have in mind when you say Shema before Plag that you're not being Yotze with that Kriya Shema. Rather, you're going to be Yotze later on. And the reason to say the Brachos and Shema at that time is to be Mekayim Smichas Gula L'Tvila. When you say Shema later on, the Mishnah Berurah holds it's enough to say just the first two Parshios, because you're already Yotze the Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim when you said the third Parsha before nightfall. Now, later on, the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, just from your kind of Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you could say the first two paragraphs. However, the Shagas Ari disagrees and says you should really say all three. So that's what we're makbid to do, to say all three Parshios after Teisa Kochavim. You should not rely on Kriya Shema Lamita, because first of all, you might not end up saying all three Parshios. And second of all, you might end up falling asleep, and you're not going to be machavin appropriately while you're saying it. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, better not to do that. Nowadays, a lot of people daven early, and they end up not saying Shema afterwards, and it's a big problem. It's something that the Mishnah Berurah says it's important to be machbin on, to remember that you should say Shema afterwards. The Ber Halacha quotes of Vilna Gaon, who says that it's better to daven Marv biyichidus bizmana than to daven before the Zman with a minion, but those who are machbid for the Gra in general can be machbid for that, but otherwise daven Marv early with the Tzibur, and then again be machbid to say Shema after Tzeisal Kochavim in order to be Yotze all the Shita.